This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for joining the region's biggest conversation. My name is Anogbe. Very 5 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Yes, Wednesday, 11th May, 2022. How are you? Well, people in Obele community in Emohua local government area have not been all right for a while now. And we've been following the stories. Some person from that community spoke to us not long ago. We're going to play his audio. And then the police, yesterday we heard that they visited the community. We've been getting calls from those who are from there, those who have been affected. And we've spoken to the chairman of Emohua local government area, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, a while ago. And he's joining me in the studio this morning. Okay, so we'll start with the former secretary of Obele Youth Assembly, Famous Wosu. And let's hear what he said. To our correspondent. Stay tuned.
He's there robbing people at that East West Road, at that Ndele Aziz, day and night. Now, Ndele Osbagla chased him and he ran to Obele community where he's staying now. Now, he started killing people in Obele community. The local government chairman, being Dr. Chede Lloyd, now noticed this and declared him wanted for more than 2 times. Now he came back and chased the entire people of Obele out of the community, saying that there are the people that wrote petition against him to the local government chairman. The notorious hot boy, called Naked, now is now selling Obele people's property.
Okay, so yesterday the police were there. Let's see what was said.
On our visitation of the scene of crime, discovered that it was not only my house that was looted and burnt down, but even my palace, which has the 2 bedroom attached to it, we are all burnt down. Both their properties, everything inside that place was actually destroyed. These very people were the people that killed my cousin brother, who is a serving military officer in Niger State. So my offense is that they say, why should I report to the police? I think that I've been on the run. I did not commit any offense to get and settle them. So I've not committed any offense that warrant them to destroy my people, people go to my palace, worth over 15 million naira, and damage it.
All right, apologies. That was someone who was affected by the incident in Obele community. Let's hear him again.
The people are the Osbag Obele, led by Naked Wire, and they are, what do you call them, MOGs. So they are the people, although most of them were members of the Deban before, but they are the people that did it. And my old cousin, my old aunt who was at home, identified them. They put a woman out of the place, a woman that is so 70 years, and they were firing guns. Even today, when we visit the scene of crime, the empty shirt of AK-47 empty shirt were littered in front of the compound. The police saw them and they killed them.
Okay, so he is a retired DPO and former acting CDC chairman in Obele. His name is Chief Israel Anele. He was the one you were listening to just now. So a team of policemen visited the community to look at what it looks like now. And the palace and house of a chief that was burnt. So we hear that most people have left, if not all of them. But the local government chairman is here. Dr. Lloyd, good morning.
Morning, Eno. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
What do you know about what's going on there?
First, let me thank you for this privilege of coming to state my own side of the whatever is going on in Obele. A lot has been heard, especially from your medium here. It's very interesting to hear the likes of Anele, a retired policeman, who, after he retired from the police, didn't know that he had retired. The Nigeria police had to bundle him out of the office. Unfortunately for Obele people, they made him the Community Development Committee Chairman in Obele. Mm-hmm. That was when Obele people brought in ant-infested faggots to the community. Now the lizards have come to visit, and everybody is crying. Anele Supol, Anele, was DPO in Ebeda. And he left the police in very unceremonious circumstances and brought this carnage on his people. As I speak to you, I have made a personal complaint about Subulanele former Subola Anele to the Commissioner of Police himself. And I'm surprised why he's not been arrested. There is nothing happening in Nobele that Subola Anele does not know about. He is the precursor of the problems in Nobele. And I make bold to say this as chairman of council. I have information at my disposal. So I'm not, what the things people say here, I don't ordinarily, these are security issues. But for your insistence, I wouldn't have come to respond to it. Because you could say something that could arm the criminals who are there. Ask Supulanile, where is Chinano? That is also known as Naked. Where
yes,
is it?
That name has been mentioned.
Good. I would not go down that road to begin to call them by their alliances. His name is Chinano. His mom is from Obele. While his father is from Iba. Anele and others brought Chinano to protect their own ports. Anele operates a pseudo refinery in Obele. And they will not tell you the truth. I am not from Obele. I am from Apabo. My only crime is that I'm local government chairman at this time. So when a gunshot is fired in Nobele, they expect Ezra Wigolo to go and hold the bullet. Nothing, nobody does that. I have been in government for God knows how long. No shot has been fired in my community. And I challenge every leader to go to the village and stay. When you do that, you achieve two things. You achieve peace. And you know what the community people are doing. Why don't we have boys in Obele? And when people come on, Emowa local government, and not including you, it's not Emowa. It's an isolated case of Obele. Iba, people are there.
In Emowa local government.
Good. It's important to say it that way.
But that's how
when you say Emowa local government is not peaceful, you rattle me.
No, but I'm,
because it's not true.
No, but I'm,
it is only in Obele. And then you recall that I had come at several times on this studio to say that, look, eschew what you are doing. There are chiefs, there are elites in Obele who operate ports. If I saw my quarreling with a young man who stays somewhere in London and was funding the establishment of
illegal refineries,
all of a sudden they quarreled and they came to me. And that is a chief that had been complaining, that had been lying to me. That he has no hand in it. Until the fellow, his business partner in London, started threatening him. The account numbers that they paid money into and all that, we have furnished me. But you see, my worry is not how this whole thing started. How do we stop it?
Yeah, so.
And the luck we have is that when I came on board, you recall that I reiterated the ban on what used to be OSPAC. Then I asked the communities to nominate persons who are not tainted. Okay. That is to say, who do not belong to any pseudo fraternity. And they submitted names to me. They know the boys. The good thing that is happening in Nobele is that it's not an external aggression. Those who are causing
that is
all children of Obele.
That's even more disturbing.
So why are they, the young man who spoke, the secretary of where was he? When one single individual, known as Naked Ufa, ran the community, who was he leading? So they are not telling us the truth. Now whatever Anele say he went there with the police, that's not correct. The police, under the leadership of the Commissioner of Police River State, have been in Obele close to a month now.
So what's happening? If the police have been there for close to months and the killings are still happening, the burning of buildings still going on, what does that mean?
When you say burning of buildings, the police are also humans. Obele is not a small community. These boys have adopted asymmetric warfare. They come from the bush, hit and run. But so far, we have made tremendous progress. The military has made tremendous progress. I would not want to disclose now. In less than no time, peace will return to Obele.
Okay,
and when they do come back, they should eschew these things that can lead to this kind of conflagration.
But these boys that are running in and out, what happens to them then?
No, it's not what I will tell you here. We are on top of the situation. We have reduced the number of those running in and out. I would not want to say them here, but I commend the military that are working with me in Nemo, our local government, under the liable guidance and direction of Lieutenant Oji, my DPO, Nemeka Didiogu, and all the other agencies, the DSS, the NSDC, and all that. We are working. I can't be a chairman, and I will be clapping my hands when parts of my local government is being ravaged by nitwits. I'm not that kind of chairman. I go to Obele, 8 p.m. Most of these people who call in because of because talk is cheap have not even visited that community. I am in Obele nearly every other time. Ask the DPO. Ask those who you should call and ask. Everybody, it can be an all-commerce thing. There are persons who you ask. Call. Call Chief Ipo. Call Ferdinand Dabre. Call Dr. Dominic Azoku. Call Engineer Mebu. These are elites in the community who have been holding meetings with me on how to stop the carnage in Obele. And these are men who come to my house that Dabre wants to, you know, these are not things, pedestrian things that I will talk about. I am surprised that this man has not been arrested by the police. Because when I met with the police commissioner, he directed the DCSIB to immediately arrest Anele, let him tell the police all he knows about the carnage going on in Obele. You can't destroy your community and expect one man from somewhere just because he's local government chairman to come and I don't even know the boys. I don't know, all I know names that I've given to the CP to declare them wanted. What else would the chairman do? I provide logistics for the police. I want anybody to prove me wrong. I told them from inception when I came as chairman, I said whatever monies that God has placed under my care will be used for the good of the majority. And that is what we are doing by the grace of God, to provide infrastructure. So any community that chooses to go and be fighting because chairman will come, please, you are wrong. I will not come.
Okay, if you are from Obele community, especially those who've been affected,
I set up a caretaker committee for their CDC. I included Obele sons. They reneged.
Why?
Because they said they don't want to serve.
Why?
They are afraid of them for their lives. So who else will go and serve? Gentlemen, blooded people. Came quietly to me and said, chairman, you know why? Because they have all sinned and have come short of the glory.
Zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero nine. If you are from Obele and you've been directly affected, you're the person I want to talk to. I know people from other areas have things to say, but not today. I hear some of them have left Port Obele, they've left River State, they're out somewhere. If you're from Obele, please call in. The lines are open, 0817-923-0002. Don't clog the lines if you're not from there, so we can get to those who need to talk to us this morning. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Samuel from Port Harcourt says, good morning, Eno. If this same thing happens in the north, we here in the south will be shouting Buhari has failed. Why are we not shouting now? Hypocrisy in politics. Ex-Supol Anele may be suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's what someone sent in. If you're on Facebook, I think Facebook might have more comments on a day like this. We are at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. On WhatsApp, 0809036416. You've talked about it. You've shared views on it. Please call the line that can be screened. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Those are the only numbers I'm going to take calls from this morning. This one said, I've heard about their crisis from time immemorial, and I think the government should please walk into this crisis and prefer a solution once and for all. My elder brother has run away from Obele without carrying any of his properties. So this person that says it's been ongoing, do you know about this? Has it been ongoing for how long? And are the issues different? Because you mentioned something about illegal oil refineries. Is that always been the issue?
Well, the issue has always been that from interactions with the chiefs and elites, some of the chiefs and elites, I was told that it got to a point when this thing happened sometime that all of a sudden they saw young men in the community who said they have taken over some kind of coup d'etat. They want to be the chiefs. They want to be the Oha. They want to be
the town.
They want to run the town, something like that. And they want to run kitty-kitty. That is the problem now. The one thing, when you allow children to run the town, you should also be run you should also be prepared to run kitty-kitty and kata-kata. That is what is happening. When old men lose it.
But hold on.
And now this also brings us to the question of our values.
No, hold on. We'll get to the values thing. Judy's on the phone from, I don't know, Jude, are you from Obele? Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you from Obele?
I'm from Obele.
Where are you? Are you in Obele now or you're outside?
No, obviously, I'm not in Obele. I'm supposed to go to
So when did you leave Obele? Do you live there on a good day? Where? You live there?
I want you to comment on what the local central chairman is saying.
Okay.
And I'm pointing to the local government chairman that most of the places in the country. Because if you Google online, every fact to prove in the rooms of the court. Because if you go on, you see it from here very well, then it's a lot of things.
Hello, Jude.
So they are the root of problems that have been and they need to do something about it. Because you drink the double enough. So if you think you see those boys that you see them out, they're working with them before. So if you've not been seeing them adequately, as they're supposed to.
So hello, Jude. Can you hear me? Hello, Jude. Hello, Jude.
Where are they?
You said those boys were working with Dr. Chidi Lloyd here.
In which farm?
We are working with all of them.
All of them.
Most of them personally. We're talking with them. So maybe there is this person to pay them for whatever that can happen. So, the government chairman should go back to the employer and come to reverse order. If and whatever thing we're giving them this order, makes them to be.
Okay, all right. Someone else is on the phone. Let's hear you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, sir. You're from Obele community.
Yes, but I still want to remain anonymous.
Go on.
This issue, Dr. Chief Deloitte, the local government chairman, has not been consistent with his utterances. Dr. Chief Deloitte came as a local government chairman and destroyed the whole political instrument that had been there in Emwa local government.
So, hold on, sir. So, yes? You are saying that this is a political matter?
I cannot really say it's a political matter, but for him destroying the OSPAC that had been existing in Emwa local government is one of the major problems we are having presently.
Okay. An OSPAC is a political structure.
I said for Dr. Chief Deloitte to come and say that he is dissolving OSPAC in Emwa local government is one of the mistakes he made.
How?
I don't know his reason of engaging in that, but that is one of the major mistakes that he made.
How?
Okay, when he came in, almost all the communities in Emwa, before he came in, almost the whole community in Emwa local government have been. Now came on the brought in OSPAC to assist them in making peace. When this peace came in, and Dr. Chidnai came in as a local government chairman, the next thing he said he had dissolved OSPAC. I don't know his reasons of dissolving OSPAC. And when these boys that ran out of the community, not even openly, almost all the community in Emwa local government, when they heard that Dr. Chidnai destroyed this OSPAC, they started coming back. I want to tell you honestly that the country is not the problem of Obele community. Rumebe, I've been getting for Grenela, Limini, I've been getting for Iba, I've been getting for everyone everywhere in the river state.
Everybody's cooking.
So,
local government.
Lloyd, you know, since he destroyed the security organs in our local government, he should come back and make it up. If he knows any way that he's bringing back OSPAC or other security disabilities, he should do it. Because it was the one that destroyed security structure in Emwa local government.
All right. Just right on time. The commercial will play. Dr. Lloyd is here. Has been accused of being, you know, the real cause because he dissolved OSPAC. And the first sentence the last caller said was political structure. We'll continue talking. My name is Anong Bevere. Stay tuned.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We've got 20 minutes, about 20 minutes to wrap this up this morning. We're talking about what's going on in Obele community. Several messages we get from those who say they live there, that the place is no longer habitable and they've run away. The caller, one of the callers before the break, said something about Dr. Lloyd escalating tensions there once he disbanded OSPAC. I wish to remind you that it was Tom Aliezi, the former local government chairman. I remember reading that document here. And it was announced several times on our platforms and other platforms that OSPAC was disbanded. You know, remember, we're all here. We're getting all sorts of disturbing comments, disturbing reports from Emoha local government about the activities of OSPAC. Someone was killed. It was really, really bad. Yeah, it was after that that Tom Aliezi at that time announced that OSPAC had been disbanded. And some months later, there was an election that brought in Dr. Lloyd. But do you think they're related in any way? The disbanding of OSPAC and the renewed tensions?
They're not. They're not in any way related. What had happened was that when we came on board, I felt that being someone who is knowledgeable in the law, I couldn't have gathered a group of young men without some modus operandi. I immediately caused a bill to be sent to the legislature on how to regulate the activities of vigilante. You can't just gather people and leave them to their whims and caprices. So the law, the bill was passed into law. I gave my assent to it, and we started. You recall, you know, that I sought the cooperation of the police. The commissioner of police came personally to speak to the young men that were gathered, and I said to the communities, if there are persons who were in the defunct OSPAC and are of good cheer in your community, nothing stops you from bringing them. I have one in Ebeda who is ravaging the place. His name is Murphy. In fact, I have told the commissioner of police to declare him wanted. As I speak to you now, Murphy has gathered people in Ebeda and taking them to the government house in Owerri. They are training them as members of Ishiagu, I don't know, Ebubagu. You see, this is how it starts. Tomorrow they will come back. Some Ebeda people. Murphy got to the point that he was beating up chiefs, flogging women. And these were members of OSPAC. And I will be a chairman of such an NGA. I said, no. We must know who and who are in the vigilante. We must have a register. So that when a crime is committed, culpability will be taken to the person who did it.
Okay.
It's not enough. I don't know. If it is not for nothing that I have built them a six room office complex, an edifice somewhere at Mbuitawo Junction. I'm not a pedestrian person. I'm not roadside. They may call me names today, but sometime they will remember what I've done.
So these emolves, are they working?
Sure, they are in operation, but as we start next month, when we will hit 1 year, once we commission and give the facilities over to them, we will now let them formally announce them to the world that they are working.
All right, someone says to ask Dr. Chidi Lloyd if Emoha is the only local government area in River State. No months.
I should be asking you that. I should be asking the person who asked you that.
No months, we won't hear one or two crises there.
It's normal.
Either workers' salaries or Pofaya business going on in Emoha. We'll take more calls.
All those ones are caused by me. Pofaya are caused by me. You will not congratulate me. You will not congratulate me for fighting Ufaya to the last.
You have
to enable you,
but they are still cooking Nobele now.
Nobody is cooking in Nobele. Don't mind them. You know, these persons have not visited.
No, but somebody was.
Someone wrote to you that the brother ran away from.
Somebody was naming other areas where the cooking is going on.
And no,
you heard them.
Ask the person. Tell the person to come and take you to the place. It's not enough to come on radio. If nobody knows I live in my place, you know. Because you have followed me around my project on my invitation. You and the maker have followed us around the mower. And you see what we are doing. Can you also tell the people what we are doing? Please, ma.
But we've also seen some people carrying products on bikes.
And what do I do to them?
You arrest them.
Good.
But
and the local government should actually commend me.
But to think that
for having me now as chairman of council at this time.
But to think that people have the audacity to do that,
okay,
is something that you know should cause worry. Educate is calling from Obele. Educate, good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
No. Educate, where are you calling? Are you in Port Harcourt?
Educate from Obele is calling.
Educate, where are you?
I'm not actually in Obele, I'm from Obele. A true origin of Obele.
Okay, did you live there?
Why not? It's the crisis that made us to live there.
When did you leave? When did you leave Obele?
That should be last month.
Last month? April?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened before you left? Tell us.
What happened before I left is the issue of killing and maiming and destruction of properties where our mothers were prevented from going to the farmland to farm and also harvest their products. So because of these hoodlums who invaded the community.
Do you know these people? Because you say you live there. Do you know them? Are they strangers?
They may not actually be strangers.
No, guys, no, they may not now. Don't be like that now. Educate, don't be like that. It's not they may not. It's either they're indigenous or they're non-indigenous or they could have stayed there long enough and they've, you know, naturalized. Who are these people? Do you know them?
Yes. Some are indigenous, some are not indigenous.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mixed team. And there is one point I want us to note before I end my call.
Mm.
The point is the issue of OSPAC.
Okay.
The problem OSPAC had, which was one of the security aspects that was that restored peace to some extent in Obele, is the issue of lack of support and backup from governments and from security agencies. Why am I saying so? What I'm saying is that if OSPAC is able to arrest any of these hoodlums as a result of the activities, immediately the army will go after them and attack them and release these boys. But if these other boys commit any crime in the community, they will not do anything about it.
They
always go to attack. They do not give the OSPAC any moral support. And like they complain that the doctor, Dr. Chidilord, complained that the boys, the way they come, attack and run away, go back into the bush. The OSPAC, who are members of the community, who are supposed to know the area, the whereabouts of these boys in the community, the army refused to work with them.
When?
Remember
is
that
it,
some of these individuals are not indigenous of the community, so they don't know the nooks and crannies of the community.
But OSPAC has been disbanded.
Both physically and spiritually. Their logistics, their guns, the knives they use, their machine, their vehicle. I mean, we always go and distract them and obstruct them. So when these boys discovered that the OSPAC has been stripped of their powers, both spiritual and physical, they have to invade the community. But before now, these boys do not come out openly to attack when OSPAC was on ground. But it was when they discovered that the government, police and all that are not working with OSPAC, they decided to pumping and then they overpowered us back.
Okay,
and
so
that is where we are today. And that is the situation we are today.
Okay.
So if they want to declare or fight this war openly, they should both declare the Dagbam and the Icelanders wanted and not to be one-sided. If they want to make peace, they should...
Can you give us names of all those people he wants to be declared wanted?
It shouldn't be one-sided.
No, please, ask him.
So that is the
question
I want to make. And that is the advice I want to give the Honorable Chairman of Emoha Local Government.
Educate.
We'll see what he can do about it. Because our mothers are really suffering in the community.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of them have become refugees.
All right, Pius is waiting. Pius, thank you for holding. Good morning.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Pius.
Yes, please say something that he hasn't said so we can get good feedback. Yeah.
We have been talking about what is happening at Ruben. Ruben wanted nearly one piece now. Nobody responds.
That's not
at
true.
Point,
don't say what you just said. Pius.
What I want to say is that
Pius,
Dr. Gideon, please, if Ruben have offended you one way or the other, forgive us. Let us go. Agriculture is no longer waiting time. Our farm is nowhere to be found at this time. Anything happening now in Ruben is from that in June, we cannot eat by next year. Kill the Lord, I beg. If Ruben have offended you, forgive us. Forgive us. Please. I am pious.
Obele has not offended me in any way. I have a sentimental attachment to your community, you know that. As member of House of Assembly, I had done projects in your community. So Obele couldn't have offended me in any way. My supervisory counselor for works is from Obele. A good number of men who work with me are from Obele. They are seasoned and reasonable people. Okay? So if you have not gone to Obele, come meet me here. Let me take you to your house. I go in and out of Obele at will.
Somebody was
I go
asking,
to Obele to charge the morale of the police who have been there on song. Nobody is thanking them. Nobody is thanking men of the Nigeria police who have been in Obele without seeing their family for weeks now.
Someone is asking that when you do go there, do you engage with the people and the chiefs and elders?
The chiefs and elders are in Port Harcourt. They meet with me in Port Harcourt and in Apabo. They've all run away. That's what I'm saying. I asked if this problem is something new. They are all their boys. Okay, recall that some Obele had lived in peace. All of a sudden, some persons from Omuyoro stood up and said they want to be autonomous. And no, this whole thing is hydra-headed.
Okay.
They want to be autonomous. They will no longer attend meeting in the traditional place where Obele people attend meeting. And they met with me in my house in Apabo. I said, look, this is a flashpoint. You must stop it. Let the community continue the way it had been for ages. And when they want to do this, they now seek the support of these pseudo fraternities. I don't know them. I have zero tolerance for any of those. I've said at different fora. Anybody that associates me with any of these boys, please petition me to the Inspector General of Police. I don't enjoy immunity. I can be arrested and questioned for any crime. Anyone who can associate me with any of these boys should please make it public. It's not to come on air because you have data in your phone and begin to spew trash.
A question here from Ezioka Victor. Ezioka, you missed the memo. It was the former local government chairman that disbanded OSPAC. But many people are saying that... okay, Joe has...
It is also important to say that the local government, the former local government chairman did not Suomotu disband OSPAC. Just like you said earlier. It was because of the reports that were coming out.
It was
that
disturbing.
The governor directed.
It was disturbing.
Okay.
I think I had several conversations with him off radio. It was disturbing.
What now aggravated it was that OSPAC left his traditional roles. We are now dabbling into matrimonial courts. We are settling land dispute and so on.
And I think it's the same reports we've heard.
And I said no, that can't continue. We must profile you people.
The same reports we heard from other places as well about them.
Why is Onelga not boiling the way the some parts of the local government? Of course, isolated case, Obele.
I see.
Iba people are there. going about their normal business.
And cooking illegal oil.
They are no longer doing that. Stopped. All the ports there have been destroyed.
What are they now doing?
I don't know. Okay. I am not aware that cooking is still good. Anyone that has information should please call me. They know. I give 100,000 naira to anybody who gives me information about a pot. And I have also redeemed.
Hold on, Ferdinand.
Redeemed the pledge for most of those boys who have come to me. Some who had to go with. They go with me to show me the location.
All right. Ferdinand, good morning. You're calling from Job. I want to imagine that you're a native and possibly a resident of Ibili, but you have to put off that radio so we can hear you. Otherwise, we wouldn't continue this conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, go on.
Yeah. Okay. I can't put the person that interacted with me from Ibili by inside in Papako.
Okay.
The issue that is happening in Ibili community, these are guys that have been committing atrocities in the community from 2008. Another set of people took over in 2014, 2015. Another set of persons took over again, 2019 and 2020, before the outside came in. Now, this instance, the outside came in and changed them away from the community. And this is the issue that has been happening in Spanky, Tarpolin, in the 2010. Yeah, because the local government seems to be seen. But since they went outside to get bonds and everything, and the shelter has been having the local government, they choose to attack. At first, the first person they killed was the 2IC of Oxpack in the community. His body is not yet to be found to be. The next person they killed again was the Oxpack commander. Then they killed one other. And the Oxpack commander was killed. He had all his staff chopped off. And he's already taken to God knows where. Nobody said anything about it. Now, the youth of Ibili choose to rise and say, what is happening? They come in numbers to support the vigilante. But the local government did not give that support. Because if you don't know that you are keeping army, you are keeping police, then you are working with police. You will be expect to protect the police. The police please start by attack around above here. Yeah. But so now, the local government chairman is talking about blankery or trying to invest our chief. He knows what he's saying. He knows the chief are afraid of doing the right thing. He has the names of people that the chief they gave to him, that because unlike one famous Wilson, someone that went that say that the person next candidate of them. This famous Wilson, I bet he should form the post office that also come at any time any day. He is the leader of that group. He led the group in 2008.
What group?
Now the thing is not looking that the community have chosen to get few of the one. He couldn't go to the finish as back as it's there. So they should tell the people the truth. They are misleading the people. Most of our women today suffering. They cost it for themselves. They saw these guys who show these guys are invading the community, organizing themselves to come and cause problem in the community. They never did anything. They never complained to the security agency here.
Okay.
And the security agency, they were attacked and defeated. They were there instead. The only thing we did as community, the youth and the chiefs did was to tell the community women that this is part they are attacking, give them money. If you don't give us money, 200 will not go to the farm. They kidnap people, they shoot bike other people, and they will spray their bikes. So just everybody should leave the community so that they will not have access to money to buy bullets and guns. So this is the challenges that happen in the community. If the government is actually want to work on this thing, what they have to do, I'm not in a village, they don't have situation. They don't have youth body. We are struggling for our need to those men to do what? Community, then the people causing this problem are the youth.
Okay.
I think they have to go back to the round table and tell us every city that's in the community. They should come and walk back and they say communities for this reason. They know the people that are doing this.
All right, Ferdinand, thank you for calling. Final call, please make it real quick. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm from Udeli.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. The issue at hand, the issue in Ibili, please, I want to correct one impression. It is not bunkery related. Our problem is not coal fire problem. I want to ask the chairman in the studio. Good morning, chairman.
How are
please,
you?
Please, sir. One of your members, the head of the MOV in Ibili, was killed. His two wives were killed. One, I will say, was killed.
Was it as a result of profile?
Let me tell you quickly. I refuse to profile people from Obele because the community sent in members of DEBAM. I got security reports that white man and others were members of DEBAM. And let me also inform you that the two IC to the so-called OSPAC that was killed, and you said the body was taken to an unknown display, the army found that head in the shrine of OSPAC in Obele. These are not complimentary things I should say on radio.
Oh, hold on, sir. Sir, do you have more to say or ask?
Profile anybody. We have no MOVs in Obele because we didn't profile them. We told the community, bring people like you who is calling, not belong to anything. Volunteer information to us. My doors are open 24 hours.
Okay.
So come and let us sit down and solve this generic problem in your community. It is in your community.
Okay.
Not in any other community in Emoa.
So we're here.
So
now
we must provide solutions to it because you know what the issues are.
So we're
if it is not Bakri related, what was white man doing? Didn't white man own a pot?
Okay, we're here now. What is likely to happen in coming days for those from that
community? They will come home. I can assure every indigene of Obele that the peace will return very soon. We are solving the problem.
Okay.
And I want to once again commend the police and the army.
We are
hitting the root of the crisis.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Chidiloy.
So we also need information. The police and the army need people who will point at the boys. But nobody in Obele wants to volunteer, even on radio, and they are calling anonymously.
All right, thank
you. Have you seen such people in your life?
Thank you, sir, for your time. We have to stop now. Thank you for joining the conversation. My name is Anok Bevire. Good morning.